government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Revolution. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll sail the storm when our cannons will roar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. It is already the 11th day of April, 2008. Christina Ebersole, the award-winning actress who went public about a year ago for 9/11 Truth and also marched with us on the 6th anniversary last year in New York City, will be joining us to talk about the dam breaking on 9/11 Truth. Italian former presidents, high-level Japanese members of parliament, Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, Willie Nelson, other top musicians, other top comedians, George Carlin, the list goes on and on and on. Now a high-level United Nations official. Just more and more people are going public, people are speaking out, people are waking up. Bob Chapman is going to be joining us from International Forecaster as well to give you an in-depth economic analysis on what's happening as the economic crisis deepens. All of this and a lot more will be covered today here on the GCN Radio Network. And don't forget, we will also have our fourth hour of Overdrive news and information today. And Bob Chapman will hold over into that fourth hour with us here as well. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. Just amazing. Yesterday, mainstream news publications reported that the Army has declassified that the government is attempting to manipulate the weather, spraying barium salts, aluminum oxide into the air. Now, we've known the government program went nationwide, then worldwide in 1996. They are terraforming the earth. We aren't sure what they're doing. Now, there's several major programs going on. We're going to cover this in full when we get back. They have now announced it, ladies and gentlemen, enemy operations are public. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I feel like it's the Twilight Zone here more and more often. I just can't believe how bizarre the entire world around us has become. I freaked out on air Wednesday when it was reported that in England and in France, paramilitary internal security police of China, these are the people that kill the political dissidents, take their organs, these are the people that kill babies in many cases when the mother has more than one child. They have been caught taking the babies, keeping them alive, and using them for medical experiments. Macabre things that are hard to believe. These are modern-day Nazis slash, you know, Soviet-style Stalinistic killers with a high-tech flair. And it just completely blows me away that that type of thing is happening. And I flipped out on air just covering it Wednesday in England that it happened Tuesday. And then we began reporting that in San Francisco, the SWAT team garbed, riot police garb police, were shoving and pushing and hitting on citizens there who were trying to protest what was happening. And then in hindsight, a day later, a day after the Olympic torch run ended in San Francisco, we learn what happened. And what happened? Well, the official Olympic torch runner pulled out a little bitty Olympic flag. The rebellion is everywhere, a little bitty Tibetan flag in one hand and the torch in the other. And the Chinese secret police tackle her. She begins to protest, and on video, and the San Francisco Chronicle got this video. Newspapers are trying to get competitive now, and I love it because we got all these other feeds now. The reporters go out with video cameras while they're reporting and just shoot videos. So it's a San Francisco Chronicle video, just like the Florida papers picked up Mitt Romney openly stealing the straw polls and cheating. A new intelligence source. It's just wonderful. The newspapers can't lie now like they used to because they just shoot video and people get to judge for themselves. But, I mean, they still lie in the print and they still spin, but I'm getting into a side issue now. We're forcing them to be competitive, and now we've got all these hundreds of new video feeds a day on the ground, and it's really short-circuiting the CIA's command and control system because the average reporter isn't government operative. They just are compartmentalized, and so now these videos are getting out because it's getting around the compartmentalization. But I digress, as I always do. So we have a situation here where the Chinese secret police, as we predicted they would do, assaulting with the police, the Olympic torch runner. The Olympic torch runner stands up against tyranny, pulls out their flag, their Tibetan flag, and in seconds they are on her. Foreign oppressors of free speech in China now doing it in the United States, commanding our police. Now, there's a lot of anti-Tibetan propaganda that is going on now. There's a ton of anti-Tibet propaganda. Oh, they were an oligarchy. Oh, they were a royal system. Oh, you know, they weren't a democracy. China's good. China brought them freedom. I mean, I'm hearing that on TV, seeing that on TV, hearing it on radio, seeing it in magazines. That's the new spin. And why not? I've got MSNBC reports where they say we need to get off China's back. Poison toys, poison food is good. In fact, new listeners don't believe that statement I just made. Will you go find the poison toys and food is good clip? John, thanks. Out of the thousands we have, he's great. He can dig it out. Because I know you don't believe me. You're a new listener. No, that's the Twilight Zone nature of all of this. Now, on top of that, I have Oakland, California, Oakland News, Oakland Tribune, and other reports where the police are going to go door to door and demand to be let in to see the guns. Now, this is called knock and talk, and it was first done in Dallas and Tucson and a few other areas in the last decade. But now it is going everywhere, and they come to your door. And they say, mind if we look for illegal guns? And if you say, no, I don't want you to, they say, what do you have to hide? And they basically force their way in. So when you hear they're just asking about guns, that's a public cover story. So people don't say, hey, they're doing gun confiscations. They are forcing their way in. They are taking guns. We need to go dig out the Tucson newspaper, the Dallas Morning News on this. I don't have the personnel. I'm giving orders to armies that don't exist. I need more capital, but I'm too busy reporting news to get the sponsors or make the products or advertise, you know, to make the money to hire the people I need. Because I would give, you know, I could have a whole building full of reporters, and I'd say, I remember this, do a story on the full spectrum. Instead, we're getting little pieces of the news. Oh, they want to come to your door and knock and ask if it's okay if they search. That's not what they do. This is a cover story. And if we were able to go back and dig up the older articles that I remember and show it to people, and if you would spread the word on the articles, we might be able to stop them. So gun confiscation is going on all over the country right now. This is the conditioning mechanism, seeing the newscast, the image of cops going in people's houses, women and men at the door, being talked to, getting scared, letting them in. They're setting the common law precedent now. This is Nazi Germany in your face. And it's going with a whimper, not a bang. It's all happening right now. Just We're going into total fascism, martial law, whatever you want to call it. This is it. This is it. And heaven help us. It's just, I keep just being awe-inspired by it all. Here is the clip about poison being good for you.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
Just in case people don't believe it, will you get the fluoride good? I mean, the mercury good for your brain clip, please? I got a bunch of other ones, but we like to air this about once a month because this was a nationwide report that went out. They feed the locals most of their newscasts, except for weather and local sports, maybe one local piece, but the majority of the newscast is fed to them with news feeds over satellite or now T1 with the video images they need in the text. And then the local newsreader just reads it. So most of your news is a federal script from the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan, which feeds Fox, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS. That way the government, it's admitted there's PSYOPs people there and it's partially government-funded. They just run it all. So here is a federal study. They talk about a federal study that says that mercury is good for your brain. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Now, getting back to the Oakland reports, notice every couple days it's Denver, it's Oakland, it's Dallas, it's Boston, it's Miami, it's New York, it's D.C. On and on and on and on and on and on. It's Baltimore. It's Fort Worth. And it was a pilot program 10 years ago. They started it in Tucson and Dallas, first places we saw it, in Arizona and Texas, and they go to predominantly middle-class areas, and they come to the door, and they knock, and they say, do you have any legal guns? May we inspect them for safety? Ma'am, what do you have to hide? Sir, what do you have to hide? Just let us in, let us check. And then they try to, and most people they found caved in. They're intimidated. It's cops at your door, and so they let them in. And it's also to train the cops that this is normal. You know, and they call the cops in, and they get them all in the big squad room. There's 100 cops in there, and the captain gets up and says, listen, we got a federal grant for this. There's a lot of illegal guns. They're killing officers. It's for our safety. It's always about their safety. We need to go out now, and we're going to be doing this new program called Knock and Talk. Well, now they're going to the next level. And you see, they've had for 15 years billboards up in every city saying report illegal guns, picture of a revolver, picture of a rifle, all legal guns. But then the weak-minded public, more than half the public that doesn't own guns, they now think revolvers and shotguns are illegal. It says report illegal guns in very small print that you have to be right underneath the billboard and have good eyes to see from only 50 feet away. It will say report illegal guns in the commission of crimes, crime guns, you see. So it's, report crimes with guns. But see, the weak-minded public sees report illegal guns. This revolver is illegal. All mass programming. They're coming for your guns. They want your guns. And they want them because they want to line you and your family up. And I'm not joking. They do plan to kill the majority of you, even if you serve them. They will kill you. They will murder you and your family if they get your guns. They want them. They want to kill you. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. now, 4 hours, Monday through Friday, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Let me explain something simply. Our criminal government, run and owned by foreign private banks, are the people that ran the U.N. slaughter of 800,000 in Rwanda, the Chinese slaughter of 60 million. They funded Hitler to kill tens of millions. They funded Stalin. All of them. They are building FEMA camps. They are brainwashing our police. They're telling us we don't have any Fourth Amendment. They can spy on us. They're telling us torturing children's good. And they, for decades, have had these gun buyback programs with the images on the news of people lining up, handing guns in, getting money. There's images of billboards everywhere of all guns being illegal. And now police all over the country come to your door, middle class, poor areas, doesn't matter, and they say, we would like to search for illegal guns. The government is completely criminal. The Revolutionary War started in 1775 when they came to Lexington and Concord. Now, it took a good 6 months or so for the Declaration of Independence to get signed on July 4th. July 4th! That's what the U.S. is about. I got a Fourth Amendment. I got a right to own guns. You don't tell me if you're a cop, line up, I want to ask you questions. It's about freedom, and that's why it was special, because everywhere else was tyranny. Everywhere else you were a slave, a peon, a nobody, a knave. I have a family. I have children. I don't say that for effect when I say they plan to kill you. Now, of course, the cops don't know this. They're brainwashed slowly. They're trained over decades to bring them to the point now of going around doing gun confiscations. And then a nuke goes off, or biological weapons get released. And 1 in 10 is in the police state apparatus. That's what they're gearing up for. They'll be there within about 8 years. 1 in 10 will be one of these people. They are building up their numbers to move on us big time. Let me tell you, they're not gearing up for 1 in 10 to be working in the whole control grid for criminals, folks. It's because the system is criminal. The elites have the power. They have the issuance of currency. They have control. That isn't enough owning it all. They want to own your mind. They want to own your life. It's their competitive nature. They've got to go all the way to the wall. And I want the officers to know, it's over. You know that. You know the country's gone. We're overrun with foreigners. The dollar's imploding. Everything's falling apart. You're having trouble paying your bills. And I just want to beg you, for God's sake, man, this isn't America. Random gun confiscation. And they know how to sell it. Oh, we just come and ask. Just like they say it's the law, you got to take vaccines, and then they claim on the news, oh, well, we let them know there's a waiver, but then the news shows up in Maryland and there's 1,500 people lined up forcibly getting their shots with cops and dogs barking at them. The image of 1,500 kids and their parents at a courthouse in Baltimore, what, St. George County, and they're sitting there lined up getting their shots with dogs barking and cops with machine guns because, oh, we got calls complaining about how it's not the law and the public doesn't like us, so see, they may be terrorists here. Barking dogs, cops in riot gear, people lined up being injected. I am bucking every instinct I got to load up all my crap and haul ass out of this country right now with my family. I'm not leaving. I'm going down with the ship. But that's why you hear the angst. That's why the hair on the back of my neck standing up every day on this show now. I got chills all over me because I see it, what it is. I see it clearly. Their conditioning hasn't worked on me. Has it worked on you? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are dancing with the devil. Pure evil is upon us. The best operant conditioning psych warfare experts have designed the society we live in. The behavioral psychologists are running it all. The country is in the process of having its dollar destroyed, its infrastructure bought up by foreign firms for pennies on the dollar. We are being folded up and going into corporate takeover receivership. Your family name, your heritage, everything, police, is being destroyed forever. All the liberties, everything that made us the United States is gone, is going down the drain right now. Look at it as the last drops in the whirlpool go down the drain, and remember what it was. As the days of sorrow approach, remember what you were part of. Remember how you stood by and let it happen. Remember how you were on a petty power trip before your great fall. And that goes for all of you that serve the system and all of you that have sucked off the system and all of you that have decided to rationalize what's happening and always make excuses with what's going on. Oakland cops, mind if we search your house for guns? That is the headline from the website InsideTheBayArea.com, the Oakland Tribune. A six-month pilot program here in Oakland, police officers would knock on doors and ask permission to search homes for guns. Got the green light from the City Council's Public Safety Committee Tuesday night. See, pre-crime, secret political police, that's what they are. They cover their badges up, showing up at your house. But when they get there, they say, hey, let me in. What do you have to hide? Ma'am, it's a safety search. All right, I'm going to get a warrant. It's probable cause, the way you're acting suspicious. And they break down and they let them in 9 times out of 10. I mean, this is the equivalent of the cops taking a big old double-edged dagger and stabbing it right into the country's heart. This is the equivalent of stabbing George Washington right in the throat, Thomas Jefferson right in the throat. I mean, this is so un-American, so wicked, so criminal, so evil. And you're going to hear stuff like just following orders. I remember asking cops a decade ago at a checkpoint where they're randomly searching people's cars on I-35. And I walk over to these cops and I said, well, are you going to confiscate guns? And they said, if we're ordered to, yeah, we will. They said, well, that's the Second Amendment. We wouldn't. I said, what if you were ordered? They said, yeah. So every officer out there, are you going to confiscate the guns, huh? Let me explain something again. They didn't triple the size of the Bureau of Tobacco, Alcohol, and Firearms, now explosives, to confuse the issue. They didn't build giant command centers all over the country. They didn't start pilot programs in the last 7 years all over the nation with local deputies deputized and police deputized federally to operate inside your departments as auxiliaries. And it's great for the cops. You get two paychecks. It's wonderful, isn't it, being Judas Iscariot? Does that vacation to Cancun feel good? No, it doesn't feel good, does it? You feel real bad, don't you? You feel like something's wrong. You feel upset. You feel angst. And the news tells you that's Al-Qaeda. You're scared because Al-Qaeda's out there. No, we all feel angst and fear and trepidation and tingles because we feel the evil. And they tell us, you know, the globalists are very sophisticated. They know your instincts pick up the evils. They say, yeah, that's Al-Qaeda. That's why you're on edge. No. You're on edge because you took that vaccine and you know they implanted you, don't you? You know they're spraying you in the skies, don't you? Oh, God, I just wish we could stop them. I wish we could win. I wish goodness could come back. I wish I could stop working this hard. I wish. I just know where we're going. I know the dark tunnel we're going down. And I know we're going to beat them in the end. And I know the dice are cast. I know what I've done is set. God, my innocent children, I've committed to this as well. When the bullies out there, a lot of you are laughing. You think you're on the winning team. You laugh and you think it's funny what I tell you, but deep down right now, you're scared. Deep down in your gut right now, you know they implanted you with cancer. Deep down in your gut, you know 100% they're putting poison in your water. Deep down, you know, they're spraying you right now. And deep down, you know, the higher-ups are scared. And all they're trying to do is hang on to their job. And you know they're lying to you. You know they're using behavioral psychology on you. You know it all. So steel yourselves against it. Get strong and realize that if we don't stand up now, well, the blow is coming. But at least we can raise our arm. Though it'll break our arm, but at least it won't break our head, break our crown. You can at least raise your arm, America, as the club comes down. And you're strong enough after they break your arm to use the energy you got to grab the club away and club them right back. Scientific dictatorship is upon us. eugenics operations are being conducted against all of us right now. I dug up newscast last night of them confiscating the guns and going in the houses. Cops lined up and these women step aside and cops pour into homes. Oh, God. British subjects rebelled 340 plus years ago against this. They marched with bloody feet from Ticonderoga. You know, those are true stories. Back then, you think your shoes fall apart today when you walk on them too much? Those old leather-bottom shoes marching hundreds of miles through the snow. But they were committed. They all had death warrants on them. They couldn't stop. They took Ticonderoga from the Green Hills, and they pulled giant cannons that weighed, I forget, I think they weighed like 8 tons apiece or something, giant cannons. And they drug a bunch of these guns out of this British fort, and dragging it the 100-plus miles, their shoes broke. And passersby and historians that wrote about it at the time said there was huge lines of blood through the snow as they marched, bounding rags around their feet, frostbite, their toes falling off. When George Washington, when they had their first victory after losing more than 20 battles, he led his force across a frozen river. Horses were falling into the water. Men were falling in. The river hadn't frozen over like they thought. Scores of men froze to death on their horses in the six-hour ride after they made it across the river, through the woods, through tiny paths, horses and cannons rolling down in ditches. You ever tried to go through the woods? And they came out right before dawn on the Hessian-German emplacements led by British troops. Their number was about three times the American number, the colonial number at the time. And they rode in with George Washington bullets. This was the German. The Germans wrote about this. He rode out front, and bullets were going through his hat, going through his cloak, everything. They marched through blood for us, and we've turned into scum. We've turned into cowardly trash. We're filth. We have filthy scumbag waddling cops in black Nazi uniforms everywhere. I hate your guts. I damn you to hell. I hope you all go to hell. And you are going to hell, you enemies of this country, and the scum and the bureaucrats that run this nation. Our ancestors literally puke in their graves at you, what we've become. Imagine what Andrew Jackson from heaven thinks of us, decadent, fat, stupid, our souls gone. You call yourselves American who serve this filth? You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You ought to repent. You ought to hit your knees and beg God for forgiveness. But you don't! All you want's the dark black power that comes right out of hell that energizes you. The crazed evil! Well, know this. A lot of us are going to fall, and a lot of us are going to be chewed up by you. But in the end, you're going to fall, and you're going to fail. And you know in your gut it's the truth. Oh, God. You can find thousands of mainstream government university programs where they spray the clouds and seed the clouds and where they're terraforming the planet, changing its atmosphere. I believe the way they're hyping global warming, that they know they've done, they're even changing jet streams now, that they are going to alter the weather. They're going to create tsunamis, which is declassified, they can do. That they are going to create calamities, and that's why. People keep saying, oh, they've been disproven, global warming, the Earth's cooling. Oh, that, you know, it's been proven that they're cooling it. That's what the science shows they're doing, and it's going to cause calamities, and everybody's going to beg them to save them. Department of Energy testing idea to shoot particles into sky to fight global warming. CNS News, government scientists are studying the feasibility of sending nearly, I've been telling Watson and them for 6 months to do a story on this. We posted the articles, the atmospheric spraying, how it's all admitted. But I'm glad CNS finally put it together and broke it. Nearly microscopic particles of specially made glass into the Earth's upper atmosphere to try to dampen the effects of global warming. The idea, while interesting, said one leading global warming skeptic, is not practical, and if done on a large scale, could depress the ozone layer and cause other problems. That's what they're doing. They're destroying the atmosphere. Now, this is mainstream news. They have links to all the documents. The Department of Energy has released the information. They have Paul Crutzen, who won the Nobel Prize in 95, is involved in the program. And they dump large quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere. And then they go on, if you read the actual documents, barium salts, aluminum oxide. And, of course, we have links to all the documents, universities. They're everywhere. This didn't happen until 96. They're even playing God. They're even, and that's just the atmospheric manipulation. There's tens of thousands of declassified examples of spraying chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals on us. Of them, Endgame covers this. How they mainstream admitted, march U.S. troops into chambers, hit them with nerve gas, and dissect their bodies. Young volunteer sergeants, they don't even tell them what it is. They go, oh, we're just going to test a flu bug on you. You're going to get 3 days off after you're sick. Will you do this for your country? Yeah. They march them in, nerve gas them, and it's over. They tell their family they died of the flu. Declassify. I mean, that's who you work for, police and military. I had one of Rick Perry's head people. I'm not going to say his name. He even gave me his card, but he wasn't clear if I could say it on air. He came to see Endgame. He said he knew the governor was in it. And he came and he said, yeah, I was a medic in the Army. And we were at Fort Sam Houston. And they brought in 8 guys from the Army. And we were to give them these special vaccines. And we gave it to them. And they died. And then they had us put on mask and everything and go in and pull out all the everything out of the medical area and spray it with bleach and everything. And he said, so I know that stuff goes on. And he was just like, but I think Perry's good. And I'd seen this guy on TV with him on the stage and stuff. He's, I'll just say it, he's the head of Rick Perry's media. He's his head assistant and media liaison. The governor's just came and said, yeah, they all died, you know, Fort Sam Houston. And there was a lot he wasn't telling me. He was like smiling at me, and I couldn't even read him. It was really weird. I mean, it's just, you know. This is who you work for. They're going to kill you, cops. After they're done using you, it's just all over, man. And let me tell the citizens something. You better say no to all of this. You better not go along with this. You better warn everybody. I mean, that's what makes me so mad about my detractors. Not that they're detracting me, but that I am desperately fighting as hard as I can to get everybody to warn everybody about the eugenics operation. And whoever runs it, whoever's at the top of it, they're doing it, man. And we got to warn people. Government scientists proposed geoengineering Earth's upper atmosphere. PrisonPlanet.com did a better story, a more expansive story than CNS News with all of our back infos. So you get the full spectrum. Research tied to increasing reports of chemtrails over past 10 years. It's now 12 years, actually. Government scientists have been experimenting with the feasibility of bombarding the Earth's upper atmosphere with microscopic particles to dampen the effects of global warming. And remember 2 years ago, big U.S. textbook for sixth graders said the government, you see those trails? Those are trails to sunscreen for the Earth. See, they always tell the kids before they tell you. It's all out in the open. That's the secret government. They're doing whatever they want. That's why they're on such power trips. They're playing God. Government scientists have been experimenting with the feasibility of bombarding the Earth's upper atmosphere with microscopic glass particles to dampen the effects of global warming, despite warnings that the process could dampen the ozone layer. Are dimensions of government research into altering the Earth's atmosphere tied to increasing reports of chemical spraying over the past 10 years? According to documents obtained by Cybercast News Service, under the Freedom of Information Act, scientists at the U.S. Department of Energy's Savannah River National Laboratory in Aiken, South Carolina. See, we put links to these up 6 months ago because listeners pointed it out. Now it's gotten out there. I'm glad it has. That's just one. I remember reading that. It's just hundreds and hundreds of universities all spraying us and enjoying themselves. That is, they run the programs with huge tanker planes, are conducting limited tests and developing computer models of what might happen if a huge amount of particle matter is shot into the atmosphere. The particles, consisting of very fine special forms of glass, porous walled glass microspheres. You actually go to their university sites and government sites, Department of Energy, it's aluminum oxide, which is so poisonous. Gives you Alzheimer's. Would be able to absorb certain amounts of carbon dioxide, would reflect sunlight away from the Earth, states the article. The project, which began last year, ends April 30th. Now, notice this, the Earth was heating up, which is good for life. Suddenly, it's massively cooling. God, folks, we're in for unbelievable problems. They're God, basically, now. They think they're God.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country!
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
lot of people still email me and say, yeah, I know it's bad, and a lot of what you talked about came true, but still, it's not as bad as you say. We have a secret government with tens of trillions of dollars spent, who admittedly have built underground bases all over the world. They have incredibly advanced technologies. They announced 12 years ago they'd already cloned humans, BBC. Now they've just gotten around to making it mainstream news. They're crossing humans with other animals. They're planting genetically engineered crops with other species' genetics in it, spreading all over the world. They're building giant cyclotrons that the equations show could destroy the planet at any time, accelerating particles together. That's how you get A-bombs and hydrogen bombs. They are engaged in fission fusion, antimatter weapon creation. Dick Cheney openly writes public memos saying we need to use race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. Jane's Weapons Quarterly warns everyone that they're developing it. They've built level 4 bioweapons labs and level 2 facilities all over the country, 36 of them. They're leaving the borders wide open while treating us like slaves. They're spraying us all over. God knows what they're really doing. Now their programs are so huge that large parts of it are public, but you still can't get the people to even pay attention. They're destroying the dollar, destroying the economy. They're brainwashing the kids in the schools. There's aspartame in over 10,000 products that admittedly eats holes in your brains. They're increasing the amount of fluoride. Now they're, quote, fortifying food with sodium fluoride. They are just, that's the stuff we know about. They're just running around, doing whatever they want. Mindless police, brainwashed on power trips are everywhere. Cameras, face scanning cameras, license plate readers, cell phone trackers, systems all in place. The government's carrying out terror attacks, staging events, claiming Iran is Al-Qaeda. And in testimony to a couple days ago, Petraeus, we have the clips. I didn't play them the last 2 days because it's just a foregone conclusion. Petraeus and McCain questioning him in the Senate just said, is it not true that Iran is with Al-Qaeda? And Petraeus said, yes, they're with Al-Qaeda. And then McCain goes around saying, see, Al-Qaeda is not just Sunni. They're not just Wahhabi. And then they go, see, and everyone's going, see, they're Al-Qaeda. I mean, we live in total fantasy world. And there's 6.5 billion of us, and the globalists say we're a bunch of dumb cattle, and we basically are. And when I say fat, I don't mean physically fat. I mean our souls. You know, you can look at the best-looking, chiseled, featured man or woman, and they're some of the, you know, most slovenly in their soul, lazy, all about themselves, only caring about polishing some car. And I'm not bashing polishing cars. If you worry about the New World Order some, then you could spend time polishing your car. What I mean is, how is that your priority? How is that what you're obsessed with? How is that what you care about? How is that the end-all, be-all to everything? Your hierarchy of needs. At the basic of the hierarchy of needs, Google that. It's a very accurate pyramid of the hierarchy of needs, is survival. See, I can't deal with anything but that. I can't even go on a vacation now. I can't even enjoy myself going fishing or something because all I think about is this because I realize it's like an asteroid. A giant asteroid is 1 million miles from Earth and it's going to be here in a week and people are out polishing their cars. That's an analogy. That's a parallel, a parable. And I'm just going, we've got to try to shoot this thing down. We've got to do something.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Bob Chapman in the third and fourth hour. We now have the fourth hour of the show. Joining us to talk about the economy, the world markets. We hadn't had him on in a few weeks. A lot has developed. Christina Ebersole was really excited when we called her. She said she's got a lot she wants to talk about with the 9/11 dam breaking at an even more intense level. But she's traveling, flying today back to New York. She's supposed to be back, but if her plane was delayed, getting back to New York, she may end up coming on in the third hour, and I'll try to move Chapman back, or she'll end up being on Monday or Tuesday. But Ebersole's coming on. She was just traveling today, and so we'll see when she pops in during this hour. She's not answering her cell phone, so we'll see what develops with that. With the two-time Tony Award-winning actress and singer Christina Ebersole. Again, Bob Chapman joining us. We got some really big guests coming up next week and the week after that. Surprise guest. I'll just leave it at that for you. You like Ventura? Well, these will be even bigger. I had this on disk, and then I lost it because I got so much media, but I lost it. It's just in one. I've got three storage buildings of videos and tapes and documents, and a lot of them are somewhat filed, but how do you file that when you didn't have the personnel? I didn't have them. When a lot of that was filed, I had like three helpers, three comrades, three shipmates, crew. But somebody found it and put it up on the web, and so I want to play about 15, 20 minutes of it. If Ebersole pops in, we'll stop it in course. But I wanted to air some of this because you'll hear me say that they're probably going to launch an anthrax attack. Now, that's why the ADL got really upset that night and put a big alert up, headline, what the extremists are saying. And I started getting some threats after that. I don't know if they were making it, saying I better shut up, and cars following me because they thought I had intel. No, I could see them pre-preparing everybody. I mean, these guys are stick out like a sore thumb. And I'm glad that the ADL enshrined the fact that, they said Alex Jones insanely says the government's launching an anthrax attack. Because that day and in following days, I detailed it. I said, I talked about how they reported millions would die from anthrax, and I knew it wouldn't be millions because that'll happen in the real attacks later. They wanted to create the fear, pre-programmed, why you wouldn't know why you were so scared when you heard anthrax was out, because you'd forgotten that months before they'd said millions were going to die, it was going to happen. So then even though it was just dozens that died or got sick, you would then remember that, but not remember why you remembered it, because they know you've been mesmerized into us. You've been hypnotized. They admit that. That's mainline advertising marketing. The general population is in a mesmerized, you watch TV an average of a few hours a day, you spend hours in a REM state, a sleeping state, and that's scientific fact. The flicker rate was Pentagon designed. They've honed it down to the exact flicker rates they like to mesmerize you. That's how they used to hypnotize you with a flashing light or a swinging pendulum. Much more sophisticated than that. I mean, it's a fact. Your brain waves lower. And so they're hitting you with all of this. And so I am not hypnotized. And it just sends me into a rage. Some people are always immune to this stuff. And I'm not totally immune to all the propaganda, but certain types just, it's like I have an allergy to it. It's always been like that. Even before I knew how I was being lied to or the nature of the New World Order, it would irritate me. And I always instinctively knew they were liars when I was a little kid, and I always would just instinctively start blurting out what they were really doing. I don't know how I do it, but now as I get more knowledge, it gets scarier and scarier. But the problem is I can't even articulate their full plan. It's like a huge battle spectrum, war map laid out that's like three-dimensional. And then multi-layered, making it four-dimensional. So I want you to listen to this. Listen to this. We'll be right back. I'm gonna leave you.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Witness coming up after this break. If his cell phone holds, Jim Wright, we also have a landline for him, but landlines aren't working too well. There are massive phone line and digital phone line disturbances across the country. We're having trouble connecting via ISD in line to Liberty Works Radio Network based in Maryland. Are we connected with them yet? We will continue to bring you all of this information. I know we're carried by a lot of stations that don't normally carry the show because they know that I have been predicting this for years. If you go to InfoWars.com, you'll find some interesting evidence there. The story from back in April out of the Baltimore Sun where the Joint Chiefs of Staff were caught wanting to blow up civilian airliners, attack the Marines at Guantanamo Bay using an army company disguised as Cubans. Bomb Washington, D.C. We have the James Bamford story, best-selling author, former 2020 executive with the CIA and NSA documents. The feds wanted to blow up civilian airlines, wanted to bomb Washington, wanted to shoot people in Miami as a pretext to invade Cuba in 1962. That is on InfoWars.com, mainstream, but Kennedy said no. 6 months later, his head was blown off. We have become a different society in 2001. Back in 1993, it was in the New York Times, October 28th, that the feds trained the bombers, trained the drivers, cooked the bomb, and allowed that bombing to go forward. They got caught because one of the informants recorded the FBI telling him to let the bombing go forward because he was worried about being framed for it. What am I saying? I'm saying who stands to gain from this? Who has the motive? Who can bring you martial law and destroy your freedom? The government. It's not our government. Stay with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the last hour I was on with Derry Brownfield, who will be joining us a little bit later in the show, syndicated talk show host. We talked to Jim Wright, one of my family friends, who is an investment banker who lives in Fredericksburg, Texas, but lives half the year in New York. He was in the building, one of the banking centers right next door to the World Trade Center towers when the first jet slammed into it this morning, then another one slammed into it. He was there as the towers collapsed, dead bodies up to six blocks away, arms, legs, you name it. Another hijacked plane crashed south of Pittsburgh, PA. Officials investigating it, another hijacking with the plane headed towards D.C. They are declaring a threatcom level Delta, the highest military threat under threatcom Delta. They are loading the nuclear bombs onto the planes. The missiles are ready. Everybody is buzzing around in the streets like bees. Radios and televisions are on. People are absolutely focused into it. We haven't seen something of this magnitude since the Kennedy assassination back in 1963. We were able to get Jim via his cell phone there on the scene amongst all of the carnage. We should be praying for the dead and dying.
Okay.
And praying for this country.
What I'm going to do is Christina Ebersole is going to leave us in about 45 minutes. And then I'm going to play 15, 20 minutes from my show on 9/11. The audio is not the best. I didn't have the original. Somebody uploaded this to the web. It sounds like they recorded it off AM radio. But I'm going to air this in the first 15, 20 minutes of the next hour. Then we'll bring Bob Chapman on from the bottom of the third hour through the new fourth hour that we are doing. So we might want to give him a heads up on that. We do have Christina Ebersole, who just got back from Los Angeles. She's now in New York with us. She is the two-time Tony Award-winning actress and singer. She's been TV shows, movies, number one plays on, there in New York City. And we are just extremely honored to have her. Christina Ebersole, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Before we go anywhere, I just want to point out that you were one of the first. You know, after Charlie Sheen went public, he is the first, the trailblazer, from Hollywood, to go public, and then you were pretty much the second person who had so much to lose and were demonized in the National Enquirer and Page Six, New York Post, and TV and radio, and you were a stalwart, and you marched with us about a year after that, last year in New York. And Christina, we really owe you a debt of gratitude, Christine, because it is just so amazing what you've done. And I know you don't want kudos, but just that spirit of liberty and truth that you showed is just another example of stopping these people.
Well, I think it's just it's really just sort of a matter of not being afraid of who you are. That's really kind of what I think about it. I sort of see it as a spiritual journey. It's really about standing for the truth, and standing for the truth is standing for who we are, because that's how we were created, and the universe was created in the same way. So that's why if somebody tells you that 2 plus 2 is 5, you know that they're not telling the truth, because you know that 2 plus 2 is 4, because those are the laws of the universe. So that's kind of the way I like to see it. I wrote this political blog based on something that I had, an experience that I had about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I sort of liken the situation that we're all in to the Wizard of Oz.
And so people can read along. It's a, I just got it this morning, just now reading it. It's excellent. So people know where to go read it. We've got a link up on Infowars.com, but so people know where to read it. Give out your actual blog address.
Well, it's on my website, ChristineEbersole.com, which is just one word, you know, and that's ChristineEbersole. A lot of E's in there. And through that website, you can find my blog, and it's called Dining with the Oligarchy. But in that blog, I talk about the Wizard of Oz because I think that's the perfect metaphor. While Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion are standing before the great and powerful Oz, shaking in their boots, here's the little dog Toto who just parts the curtain. And just parts the curtain on the truth.
Toto's not afraid to part the curtain on the truth. He's not trembling in his boots thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen if I part the curtain? He just goes, oh, what's behind there? And I think that's what we have lost in this culture that's so inundated with propaganda and this very, very subliminal message of relinquishing control. Because when we know who we are as spiritual warriors created in God's image, when we know who we are and we're not afraid of who we are, just like animals are naturally, animals know who they are just naturally, I mean, they don't even think about it, that we can stand for the truth and not be afraid. So that when somebody says, like I said, oh, 2 + 2 = 5, you go, well, no, it's not, it's 4. Because I know that, because I know, I'm familiar with the laws of the universe. It's that kind of thing. So in this particular case, in this blog that I wrote, Dining with the Oligarchy, I ended up at this luncheon where I was seated next to Bill Donaldson, who was the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission and was on the committee to reelect George Bush, and was, I found out later through Googling him, was, you know, skull and bones, and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But at the time, I had met him at this party from last summer, so I kind of just, I knew his face was familiar, but I didn't connect all the dots. And then when he told me about leaving Washington, I said, oh, that's right, you were chairman of the SEC, you know. So we started having this conversation. But what prompted it was he told me that he had been down to hear Barack Obama speak. And he said that he really appreciated his economic policies. And I said, well, what did he say, that he was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS? And he looked at me kind of strangely, you know, like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, that's not even ratified. I said, the 16th Amendment isn't even ratified. The federal tax was unconstitutional. Then when I realized who it was, I just patted him on the shoulder. I said, but you know that.
This is amazing breaking news, Christine.
But it was, let me just tell you something. This is the thing is, but I also like to see it as, you know, when Martin Luther King, and I think I probably mentioned this to you before, Alex, when Martin Luther King would talk about his, you know, the white supremacists, he called them his brothers. He said, they're my Sikh brothers, but they're my brothers. See, because it's really the brotherhood of man. We know that we are all, when we start thinking other, that's exactly what the New World Order power elites want us to think.
That's what I was saying last hour, that even if the police think that it's them against us and then us against them, they're with the commoners whether they like it or not.
Yeah. And just to interject that, that's another thing is that, you know, whenever I hear whenever I'm in the train station and I hear, you know, if you see something suspicious, any suspicious activity, which just drives me nuts, because I've called these phone numbers before. When I'm on the train and I'm just so sick and tired of hearing this psyop, you know, fear propaganda, I've literally called those phone numbers. And when I called the New Jersey Transit terrorist hotline, I got a message machine. I got an answering machine.
No, exactly.
I'm not kidding.
They
you.
Never answer. It's only to create fear, to make you think about terrorists creeping around, so you then think of them as the savior.
Yeah, so exactly. That's giving your power away. So when I called the message machine, it literally said this, Alex. It said, if you have any suspicious activity, press 1. For ticketing, press 2. I'm not kidding you. So I press 1, and I leave a message. And I say to these guys, I say, hey, listen, you have any handbooks or anything? Like, because, you know, I don't know, what am I supposed to look for? What is a terrorist? What am I supposed to be looking for? So I was just wondering if maybe that'd be something I could put out to you guys. You might want to have, like, a handbook or something on who to look for terrorists. I mean, and then I said, have a nice day. And I went, no, I mean, have a safe day. Because, I mean, no one says have a nice day anymore. They all say have a safe day. But anyway, getting back to Bill Donaldson, you know, this guy is a nice guy. He's not a bad guy. He's a nice guy.
Skull and bones. I mean, sure, he worshipped Satan and did sexual rituals in coffins, but...
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't know to what degree. I really don't know any of that. I mean, I don't know anything about...
But he comes off as a nice guy. He comes off as a nice guy.
Right, he does. But here's the thing, is like... So many of those, if you think about, like, any kind of evil system, like whether it's, you know, apartheid, whether it's segregation, whether it's the Nazi Party, These people are subjected to the order of these few people that are so corrupt and evil.
Christine Ebersole, stay there. Christine, stay there. I want to hear about the rest of your conversation with the overlord in a moment.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at survivemartiallaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com. That's survivemartiallaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Why the unions are big business fans and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole gardener's gonna be against the law.
Christine, I think I know where you're going. Our own greedy decisions, the things we do in our lives that we don't see the repercussions of, add to this monster. And then even a lot of the servants in the system have some humanity left and probably don't like what's happening, but they're part of a system of fear. And I think that is the case. But when you're talking about Securities and Exchange Commission, former chairman, Skull and Bones, remember when Bush appointed him, you're talking about a very powerful person. This is big news. Please continue.
I think that's another thing, is that you have to understand that, you know, when you're talking about emotional intelligence, that doesn't know any social order. You can be like the scullery maid and have a very high level of emotional intelligence, and you can be the chairman of the blah, 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 and not have that high level of emotional intelligence, where there's a cognitive disconnect. And that's where I think 9/11 comes into play, right there. Because people, I think it has a level of emotional, you have to have a certain level of emotional intelligence in order to connect to the events. In other words, what happens is, to most people, they have a cognitive disconnect. They cannot believe, because they've co-opted their own power for security and safety, and they've reduced themselves to the mind of a child. That's what sheep do. It's reduce yourself to the mind of a child, so then you don't take any power or responsibility for your own personal and individual freedom. So I think what was happening with Bill Donaldson, who was a very, very nice person, and but what happens is, it's the brainwashed that are brainwashing. It's there. Even people at the highest perceived highest levels are just doing what they're told.
Well, they're also good. They're also good actors. But somebody at that level position is on the inside track, I'll just tell you, because I know how the powers.
I understand that. But,
well, I mean, tell us
still,
the rest of the story. What happened?
Well, what was interesting. What happened was, I said to him, he literally said, "Your thoughts are mind-boggling," because I don't believe that he thought that he'd be sitting next to an actor at a luncheon, you know, talking about these things at such great length. And so, you know, what I said to him was that all of my politics are shaped because of 9/11. That's how my politics are shaped. He said, "Well, what do you mean? You think that it's some kind of like vast Muslim conspiracy?" I said, no, darling. The terrorists are homegrown. They're right here at the highest levels of government. You see, I think it's also my naivete. I didn't realize the level in which he was involved. I just thought,
and so, yeah, you were, he probably thought you were like a secret agent or something, totally, totally blowing his cover. So he starts gasping for air, or what happens?
He just said, "I wish I could convince you otherwise." That's why he said, "We have to talk," you know, because I think he was absolutely incredulous, Alex. He just didn't know what to do with what I was, because I wasn't ranting at him. I was just stating.
No, you're very charming, very powerful presence.
Yeah. So I just kept putting my hand on his shoulder and saying, "Oh, but you know that."
Tell me about it. Tell me what you did.
Well, so that's, you know, a lot of it's on the blog, which you can have your readers, you know, go to that. But basically, the point I'm making is that we just need to be like Toto, and not be afraid to just sort of tell it like it is. And it's not a matter of, you know, I don't think it's a matter, for me anyway, just my style, personal style, is not a matter of ranting, but just sort of saying, "Oh, you know, the sky really is blue. You know, I know they're telling you it's green, but hey, check it out. Look at it. It's blue."
Really? Now, he also started trying to sell Barack Obama, saying he spoke at Cooper Union, same place Lincoln gave his key speech. They're both from Illinois.
But, that's what he did. That's exactly what he did. And I said, "Well, you know, he's completely bought and sold." I said, "He's owned. He's owned by Brzezinski and the Council on Foreign Relations." But see, I didn't know at that time that he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And what did he say?
I Googled that later. So I went on about the Council on Foreign Relations, you know. But then I also tied it in, the story I tied it in, because, you know, when they had that whole thing about, like, Barack Obama's related to Cheney and Brad Pitt's related to Barack Obama?
Yes.
So I started to do this, my own sort of research into my famous relative, who was this guy named Elihu Root, who was a statesman and Secretary of State and Secretary of War under two administrations, under McKinley and Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, back in the early days. And he was there when the Federal Reserve was created, and he actually spoke on the Senate floor for 3 hours against the Federal Reserve. But what I found out through my research, which was kind of amazing, was here was my ancestor. I was going on and on about the Council on Foreign Relations and the danger of that, and how its commitment is just to the New World Order. That's it. That's their allegiance, is to the New World Order. You know, elite bankers take all.
And it turns out that my ancestor was a founding chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Amazing. Stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Folks, don't forget, we now have a fourth hour of the radio show. We're not just live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
In constant
Central Standard Time, that's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. That'd be 10 to 2 Mountain, 9 to 1 Pacific. And you can all listen on the Internet, no matter if there's an AM or FM in your area that picks up all four of the hours, or whether you listen on Global Shortwave Satellite, you can always listen to Infowars.com. And there's also the free podcast at Infowars.com. You just go there and click subscribe and copy the code into your MP3 or iPod device, computer, cell phone, and listen to the 3 hours, 4 hours, an hour, whatever, how you want, when you want, where you want. Members of PrisonPlanet.tv don't just get 32-bit audio. They get 64-bit audio directly from the studio. And we now have a video cam in here, a document cam. We play exclusive video clips. Yesterday I played 20-minute sneak peek of my upcoming JFK film. First time ever been seen, only time. There it is, first and only, right there, prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of really two cups of Starbucks coffee. And that makes everything we're doing here possible. And I want to expand what we're doing and improve what we're doing, so please support us. by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. If you haven't, I would encourage you to get one, or if you've had one and let it lapse, you forgot about it, re-up. You know, join for a year, get 3 months free, or do a month-to-month, $5.95. It's a great deal, and it's the hottest thing out there in the info war. Also, you can call toll-free to get all of my films, Endgame, Terror Storm, Loose Change, Final Cut, which is amazing, American Drug War, which I consulted on, which has aired more than 50 times now on Showtime, that my friend Kevin Booth produced. American Drug War, I'm also in it. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. We have met the enemy, and it's our government, is the headline. And they have come and arrested the DEA agent that was in this exposing government drug dealing, and Kevin's getting helicopters over his house and threats. I mean, this is a hot movie. Two-hour film, Tommy Chong, Free Ricky Ross, Judge James Gray, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I mean, it goes on and on. Available at Infowars.com. Out of the gates at $5 cheaper than you'll find it anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. $24.95, 3 hours of extras. It's really two or three extra films are on it. Because it was going to be a mini-series on Showtime, and Kevin didn't want to screw around and wait, so he just put it all out as one film. But Showtime is only airing a shorter version that's like 90 minutes. The film you get here is like 2 hours and 3 hours of extras. Again, Infowars.com to order American Drug War. Show it to everybody. Just because you know the government ships it in doesn't mean everybody else does. Keep the info war going. Discredit these people. Show how it's literally bait to put people in prison making widgets for the big banks that launder the money for the drugs. The toll-free number to call and get it or my other films, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or see it all right now at PrisonPlanet.tv or order it via the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com. And it is your purchases that make this broadcast possible. Also, go to ChristineEbersole.com, and it's Christine, and then E-B-E-R-S-O-L-E, and she is just... I really count myself lucky to know her and to get to hang out with her in New York, and her really friendly, intelligent husband. And we just love her to death and her strength. You were continuing. You've got the floor. I mean, tell me. I mean, obviously, it's great to read it in the article, and you've got it detailed. It's long and powerful, but it's better to hear it from you. I mean, break down his responses, this Skull and Bones, former Security Exchange Commission head, Bush's buddy, his minion, involved in overseeing so much of the banking corruption we're now witnessing. Christine, tell us more about it.
Well, this is the point that I wanted to make, Alex, is that, you know, when I was talking about Martin Luther King and he talks about the white supremacists being his brothers, there is no enemy. The enemy is the system. The enemy is the system, and that's what we have to keep our focus on, because to create the other and create an enemy is it doing exactly what the propaganda machines want us to do. There is always, in this business in the United States of America, has always been about creating an enemy. And when you create an enemy, a perceived enemy, you create fear, and then that's how you have control. And you see, so for us to do it conversely and say the enemy is, you know, these individuals that are involved in this kind of a system, that gets us off the track. Then we're still perpetuating that illusion that there's an enemy. The enemy is the system. It's not the individual, because the individual, as individuals, we are created out of the same dirt in God's image, and that our job is to love one another. So it really what it is, it's about instructing people about what the truth is. And so even the oligarchy, even the ones that are in high levels of position, it's really about being able to change the consciousness. It's not about eliminating these people. Of course, it doesn't mean that people aren't have to have responsibility for, and there are consequences for actions. I believe that there are consequences. There should be consequences. But really the ultimate goal in humanity, with human beings to one another, is to be able to bring consciousness to one another and wake people up to the truth. And the truth is not that we have another enemy, but we have these powerful systems that are taking away, where we have co-opted our power, our absolute blinding light that's within all of us, that we have co-opted that for this, you know,
Well, Christine, I agree with you, and that's why the global architects are such masters, and there's only a few thousand of them. Mm-hmm. They lay out the roads. They lay out the standards for the cell phones to track you. They lay out the laws on the drugs. They are the map makers of the mind. They lay out false maps, and then we follow them. All we've got to do is get outside the cage, outside the cave, outside the box, and see that it's a controlled paradigm. And I'm not even telling people what to think or say or do. I'm saying question. Start questioning.
That's
take your power back. Start getting more aggressive about this and just have courage and throw yourself, you know, against the enemy like you did. I mean, why did you decide to go ahead and go public and then you were attacked and then you came back again and now, you know, you're bigger than ever? I mean, God brought you through the storm. I mean, what was that final clicking point when you decided to go public?
Well, I think it was about, again, I was influenced very much by the writings of Martin Luther King when he said to stand for the truth of God is the most important thing a human being can do, come what may. This is the end of life. That our life is not about trying to seek pleasure and avoid pain, but it's to stand for the truth. And to stand for the truth means intrinsically that we help one another because we are all born of truth. We are all built in truth. We are all created from truth. So that we have to help one another realize the truth and be able to be aware of what is true. And what is true is that we are all the sons and daughters of God because we were created in His image. So that, I know it sounds simple, but what happens is through this system that we live in, the brainwashing through religion and through our society, that what happens is that Jesus or God is something outside of us, and we're told that it's something we put outside of us, that we have to go through a priest or go through a teacher or go through a person of state to get to this particular truth, and that's where it's all you have to do is click your heels three times and know that it's always been inside of you. But that's what we've forgotten.
Well, the Bible says that humans are made in the image of God and that what we envision, we can create. And if you look at what was science fiction 100 years ago is now real today, and what was 50 years ago is real today, and 10 years ago is real today, what we envision, we figure out later how to construct. I mean, that is an amazing power, and life is so beautiful and wondrous, and there's so many experiences and so many adventures, and that Madison Avenue then tells us that we're inadequate and that we've got to have, their products and their system and their pettiness or they sell us the fraud of there's boogeymen under every table. Give up all your freedom because the terrorists hate your freedom. I mean, it isn't 2 + 2 = 4. You're right. It's basic lies. Their basic logic is a fraud.
That's right. So that when they tell you that two buildings, 210-story steel buildings, fell in 10 seconds, on their own footprint after burning from 45 minutes because of jet fuel? No, I don't think that's the truth. Why do we know that's not the truth? Because it's in defiance of the laws of the universe. That's like saying, that's again, it's this mythology that we grow up on. You know, this big fat guy in a red suit is going to squeeze down a 9-inch pipe. Doesn't matter if there's a fire in the fireplace or not, after parking a 2,000-pound, lay on your roof with 8 reindeer eating carrots waiting for him to come upstairs, and then he delivers presents under your tree, but only if you are sleeping. That is the perfect metaphor, because when you're awake, you see that mom and dad are arguing about the instructions they couldn't get, couldn't understand on the present that they bought you. You see, so that's what the whole, and he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake, which is means be asleep. And that's the brainwashing that we are constantly fed.
No, I know. I mean, I refuse to tell my children Santa Claus is real, and they get around their friends and other people, and they come back and go, no, they say it's real. But I'm not going to start with delusional lies from the beginning with them. It's just like when I was about 2.5, one of my first memories, my parents, and they were nice, I'm not bashing them, were showing me, on the bricks, with the spaces, with the mortar, like that was the chimney. See, he comes down here. And I said, but he's too fat to come down there. And not that I'm smart, but I instinctively...
Yes, you were smart. You figured it out already.
I made the mistake of telling my kids that there was Santa Claus, but then it got really out of hand because my little one said, you know, wanted some extravagant present. I said, well, that's too much money. He says, don't worry, Mom, you don't have to pay for it. Santa Claus is going to get it for you. I was like, well, Santa Claus needs money. We have to give Santa Claus money.
Well, Christine, I'm not saying you're bad either for doing it. It's just that...
No, I know, but it's like, you know, I figured it out, you know, after the fact. That it's, yeah, that it's, but I'm illustrating Santa Claus for the example of just the kind of brainwashing that goes on. And, you know, I mean, I think when I was a kid, you know, I can literally, you know, tell you right now verbatim a poem I wrote when I was 9 years old called The Communist Rhyme about all the bad guys, you know, that are in the communist countries, all the bad leaders. And that's another thing. So you just grow up thinking that. So now when the communism fell.
They replace it with the new boogeyman.
Yeah. So now, and this is even better.
I tell you what, I want to hear this rhyme. I want to hear the actress Christina Ebersole do it.
Okay.
Keep calling you Christina. Christine Ebersole. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want me to hear it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ulbricht is made out of all brick. Khrushchev is made out of cheese. Mao Tse-tung is just a little dumb, but what can rhyme with these? Tito and Castro are bad, you see, but all of them are big boogers to me.
<That was funny.> You're cute. That is so funny.
Dating me, isn't it? All those people are dead now, but yeah, that's it.
Now,
and I think I got a good grade on that, too.
Now,
it was like, you know, I was patted on the head. Aren't you good for creating this rhyme about all the bad people, you know?
Meanwhile, those bad people were all to a one funded by the globalist.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Christine, right. Let's get into 9/11. Jesse Ventura's gone public on this show, blew up, mm-hmm. National TV, Fox, CNN, Associated Press, hundreds of papers. Willie Nelson went public here, saying it was an inside job, TV,
awesome.
Radio, all over. Margaret Chow, a show, went public here. Mm-hmm. One of the top Japanese parliamentarians went public. We got Andres von Bülow coming up Monday. You know, he's already gone public, former defense minister, but now he's going even more public with being an inside job. The former Italian president, highly respected, 7 years president, former head of their intelligence agency, says that the New World Order carried out the attacks of the U.S. and Israel, to be precise. All these people are going public. All these people are speaking out. I mean, it really is building towards, you know, bigger and bigger finales that just take us to a new level. But yes, my fingers to the wind, my ears to the ground. I see that if we just all intensify our efforts, we can really expose this and bring the criminals to justice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's also when you talk about this, it's really interesting to note that a lot of this can be made a non-issue by the mainstream media, which I find are the biggest culprits of all in perpetuating this propaganda and this, you know, and bringing the New World Order into being. Because when you talk about this, well, do we find this on mainstream television? I mean, that it keeps repeating, or that, you know, they parade them forward as another one of those nutcases and then demonize them, trash them on television. Is that what's happening?
Well, you know, they're trying to trash, but not anymore. They're cowering to Ventura. He went on Fox, and basically O'Reilly, I mix them together, Sean Hannity, Sean Vanity, as some call him, was just dumbfounded and couldn't even respond.
Really?
And then O'Reilly backed off and didn't do a pinhead segment like he did on Willie Nelson, because I know that blew up in his face. He didn't do a pinhead section that I know of on mm-hmm. Ventura. And so, no, they're now looking, when you see them on TV against these people, they're looking scared. They're looking freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost speechless now because you look at the polls, the vast majority know we've been lied to.
Right.
And that takes away their favorite little tool of carrying out the attacks and then posing as our saviors.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also, too, the other thing is we have to understand is that the American flag is our faith. That has become the nationalist faith. And that's another way how, you know, religion has been co-opted, you know, and brought into this bigger, you know, propaganda and mythology venue, is that, you know, to speak against the government is to speak against God. That's really the way they put it. I mean, you know, you see David Ray Griffith go on television and you see Sean Hannity saying that it's a sin for him to say that the government lied about 9/11.
Yeah, it's making it a religion. It is a religion. Believing the government, believing the lies. I mean, the way they seduce conservatives to accept gun control, open borders now, and all they've got left is just hating Arabs. And then meanwhile, you explain that the government's funding the few Wahhabist real terrorists and using them to attack Iran. And then Petraeus and McCain say, no, Shiites are now Al-Qaeda. And they just said that in the Senate hearings, and now the media is saying, okay, I guess Shiites are Al-Qaeda. Instead of McCain getting in trouble for saying that, they're just saying, he said, yes, they are Al-Qaeda. And then now the media is saying, okay, I guess Shiites are Al-Qaeda. I mean, it was kind of like a month ago when the economy was plunging and the dollar was plunging, as it's plunged even more now. They asked the White House press secretary, they said to her, is the dollar dropping in value? Please, the White House needs to tell us. And she said, I'm not allowed to tell you that. I'll be fired. Like we need the White House to tell us, like we're two-year-olds, if the dollar's falling, we can just look at the index. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see what I mean? It's like, it's
crazy.
They
won't even say we're in a recession, will they?
No, they still say we're not.
That's right.
And so because they won't say we are, people then debate whether we're. It's like they control reality.
Unbelievable. That is such a great point, Alex.
Christine Ebersole. Well, thank you. Stay there. I'm going to come back to more about 9/11. Your ideas are moving forward. Are you going to be in New York on 9/11? That might cinch it for me to go up there if you're going to be there. I still haven't decided. And so much more. ChristineEbersole.com. Ebersole is EBERSOLE.com. Or just Google Christine Ebersole and you'll find her website. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I got Bob Chapman joining us 20 minutes into the next hour, into the fourth hour, the new special Overdrive hour, because I want to break down what the Federal Reserve engineering this financial collapse, consolidating, what it means when they're going to take over the other regulatory federal agencies, including the Securities and Exchange Commission. One private group running it all to run the next big bubble. And then I guess after the next calamity, they'll then declare themselves God. You know, we did it, we engineered it, now we get more power. Because the general public doesn't know how the system operates. I'm also going to play, before he joins us, 15 minutes or so from my 9/11 broadcast, where I say they're going to attack us with anthrax. I have an engineer on who was at Ground Zero who said that it looked like bombs in the buildings collapsing. All of that. I mean, this is just the first 20 minutes or so of the show. I'm going to air it for you because we found it again, thanks to a listener. Christine Ebersole, I want to get you back up in the near future, you know, instead of just once a year. I really appreciate your time, your energy, your passion. And I know I keep saying that. I mean, I really do. From my family to yours, thank you for your courage. Thank you for what Christine Ebersole did. Because you were the second person for Charlie Sheen when they tried to drag him through the mud and demonize him. And now it's you came out, and now many other Hollywood people have come out, and it makes it easier and easier for more now to speak up. And people see that courage, not just in entertainment and in the arts, but in business, in finance, in government, in engineering. And so you really are a trailblazer, Christine.
Well, thank you, Alex. And you are, too. And I really appreciate the work that you do.
In the 3 or 4 minutes left we've got, any other points or ideas you want to impart to the audience?
Well, I think that the main defense with people that can't get on board the 9/11 truth train is that people say that, you know, too many people would have to know in order for this. In other words, this too many people would have to know that were involved in 9/11. But again, it gets, you know, I get back to that story, but it's the brainwashed that are doing the brainwashing. It's the people, it's this society that we live in, that people don't learn to think for themselves, and they've absolutely given all of their power away. And I was just wanted to end this story by my brother, who you know, we talk about 9/11 a lot, and he has a little trouble getting on board. You know, he's always saying to me, "But Chris, I'll keep an open mind." Well, he calls me from Disney World. He said, "Chris, I am in the happiest place on earth, and I'm going through the turnstile, and they want to fingerprint me." I said, "What?" He said, "No, they want to fingerprint me, and everyone's blindly going through and sticking their finger through this laser thing, and they're all happily on their way to the, you know, get the popcorn and take the rides." I said, "What did you do?" He says, "I refused." I said,
"Now, by the way, when they first did that 5 years ago, they would say no. Now, yeah, for those that say no, they let you through. But it's the cattle thing, like going into the showers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just don't think.
Entered into a database.
Yes.
Which is all, you know, the bear, you know.
But it also Pavlovianly trains you. A lot of schools, yeah, come scan the kids to get school lunches, elementary,
yeah,
or to get library books, or go to the tanning salon or gym or bookstore.
Yeah.
It's all for the cashless society. Then they track everywhere you go. They turn your cash cred off if you aren't serving the New World Order. Or if,
yeah,
they say you haven't paid your 85% tax bracket. It's total,
yeah,
control. And so did that wake your brother up?
Well, that's what I mean. See, it's if you think of 9/11 as the epicenter of truth, as the epicenter of the New World Order, of the catalyst that they needed in order to galvanize the people and to make them afraid and to giving up their civil liberties, then when these things start happening, when you start to question these things, like, well, why am I being fingerprinted to go into the happiest place on earth? Then you think, ah, you see, it ends the confusion. When you stand in truth and you know the truth and the truth sets you free, then you're not so confused of like, oh, of course this is, because this is all leading us into total world domination and complete control of us.
Well, when they take people in Fallujah, they thumb scan them. And when I videotaped the Marines training to put us in camps in 99, they were fingerprinting us. And that's the control grid. Christine, stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds. I want to say bye to you on air. Here we go.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew.
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In closing, I have one more question. Christine, your take on Jesse Ventura and former Italian president and Japanese high-level parliament members and Willie Nelson and a bunch of other people going public in the last month, your take on that?
Well, I think that the climate of fear that's trying to be instilled in all people isn't working. And I think that that's what this is. It's just that, you know, the moral arc of the universe bends low, but it bends towards justice. And I think this is just an example of how truth, which is infinite, cannot live forever. So that truth always emerges. And so to have these people that are in prominent positions speak the truth is so awesomely powerful, because what it does is it gives way to other people being able to take the step to and not be afraid.
That's right. Truth lives forever. I'm going to steal that term from you.
That's right. No, truth is forever. It's infinite. It always was true and always will be true. But lies are finite. They're corporal, like the body. So if I would just have what I could leave the audience with is just say, what would Toto do? If you ask yourself, what would Toto do? And just be like Toto. Because Toto just parts the curtain on the truth. He doesn't annihilate the person behind the curtain. He doesn't, you know, bite his heels. He just parts the curtain. He's not afraid of, like, what Dorothy and his friends are going to see. But he just is, he's in touch with his natural curiosity and his innate goodness. So that's all we need to do, is to just have the recognition of our innate curiosity, our innate goodness, not be afraid of the truth, not be afraid of our light. And that's how we align ourselves with our divinity. And that's the mightiest force that's greater than any nuclear weapon. That is our ultimate savior, ourselves.
Unbelievable. Christine, Ebersole.com. I have got to get you back up in the next few months, Christine, as all of this unfolds, as this quickening intensifies, as good and evil grapple on a global and even spiritual level, through space and time. You're just wonderful, and God bless you and your husband and your children. And again, I salute your courage.
Thank you, Alex, and the same to you.
Take care.
And I hope I talk to you soon.
Hey, I look forward to hopefully seeing you in person soon. Take care.
Hope so, too. Take care, Alex. Bye-bye.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Christine Ebersole, great lady in person. You know why she's a big star on Broadway and in movies and TV. She's just a sweetheart. Radiant, like a little, not a little. She's like six feet tall, but she's like an angel. So she is so sweet. Okay, and smart. We are going to come back as we fight these dragons and air about 15 minutes of my radio show. It's on the web at YouTube. We're going to post it up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's 15 parts, 3 hours. I think it's more than 3 hours because I went over that day. And don't forget, we go over now. There will be a fourth hour today with Bob Chapman. He'll be with us in 20 minutes, now about 15. And we will have Bob on talking about really breaking down what's happening in the economy, giving you the nuts and bolts in a layman's way so I can understand it, so you can understand it, and what this means that the Federal Reserve is engineering all this and then again coming out on top with more control. But please do not forget, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships are 15 cents a day. You don't just get my book, Paul Watson's book, all my films in super high quality, my weekly TV reports, my in-studio interviews, my Sunday show that we videotape. You get now the fourth hour, and some days, fifth and sixth hour, some days I go more, of this radio show with the document cam, exclusive video that we stream, two-camera shoot on me. Got three or four guests. I think it's four guests coming in studio next week. We'll have cameras on them. It takes money to pay for these servers. It takes money to do all of this. My goal is just to get it out to people. Folks are cutting clips out of it and putting it on the web. That was our plan, to have it spread more info. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership if you're a radio listener. You know, you can go in the fourth hour and listen for free on the web at Infowars.com to the audio, but you really ought to see the video. It's not just some webcam. It's five different feeds. PrisonPlanet.tv, fourth hour, is less than an hour away.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Have an eyewitness coming up after this break. If his cell phone holds, Jim Wright, we also have a landline for him, but landlines aren't working too well. There are massive phone line and digital phone line disturbances across the country. We're having trouble connecting via ISDN line to Liberty Works Radio Network based in Maryland. Are we connected with them yet? We will continue to bring you all of this information. I know we're carried by a lot of stations that don't normally carry the show because they know that I have been predicting this for years. If you go to Infowars.com, you'll find some interesting evidence there. The story from back in April out of the Baltimore Sun, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff were caught wanting to blow up civilian airliners, attack the Marines at Guantanamo Bay using an army company disguised as Cubans. Bomb Washington, D.C. We have the James Bamford story. Best-selling author, former 2020 executive with the CIA and NSA documents. The feds wanted to blow up civilian airlines, wanted to bomb Washington, wanted to shoot people in Miami as a pretext to invade Cuba. in 1962. That is on InfoWars.com, mainstream, but Kennedy said no. 6 months later, his head was blown off. We have become a different society in 2001. Back in 1993, it was in the New York Times, October 28th, that the feds trained the bombers, trained the drivers, cooked the bomb, and allowed that bombing to go forward. They got caught because one of the informants recorded the FBI telling him to let the bombing go forward because he was worried about being framed for it. What am I saying? I'm saying who stands to gain from this? Who has the motive? Who can bring you martial law and destroy your freedom? The government. It's not our government. Stay with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the last hour I was on with Derry Brownfield, who will be joining us a little bit later in the show, syndicated talk show host. We talked to Jim Wright, one of my family friends, who is an investment banker who lives in Fredericksburg, Texas, but lives half the year in New York. He was in the building, one of the banking centers right next door to the World Trade Center towers when the first jet slammed into it this morning, then another one slammed into it. He was there as the towers collapsed, dead bodies up to six blocks away, arms, legs, you name it. Another hijacked plane crashed south of Pittsburgh, PA. Officials investigating it, another hijacking with the plane headed towards D.C. They are declaring a THREATCOM level Delta, the highest military threat under THREATCOM Delta. They are loading the nuclear bombs onto the planes. The missiles are ready. Everybody is buzzing around in the streets like bees. Radios and televisions are on. People are absolutely focused into it. We haven't seen something of this magnitude since the Kennedy assassination back in 1963. We were able to get Jim via his cell phone there on the scene amongst all of the carnage. We should be praying for the dead and dying and praying for this country and that God heal this land, this modern Babylon that would create something like this. I'll tell you the bottom line. 98% chance this was a government-orchestrated controlled bombing. I've been telling you this was going to happen. Just 2 weeks ago, I put the call out again for Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. We are not anti-government. We are anti-corrupt New World Order system that is taking control of our government every day. I read news stories where they were telling you that we were going to be hit by terrorists, that it was going to happen anytime. Give up your rights. They've been telling us we're going to get hit by anthrax, we're going to get hit by smallpox. The AP reported on a secret meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the heads of the media, with fake newscasts they produced back in June, where they predicted 1 to 4 million dead from anthrax. Martial law was the term used. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but they've been preparing for it, and they have been saying it's going to happen. Repeat, they plan to blow up airlines and bomb Washington in 1962. Joint Chiefs of Staff documents confirmed by the Baltimore Sun and James Bamford, retired 2020 executive who's been on this show. Oklahoma City was a government bombing. We've proven that with General Benton Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, on this show. We have also proven it with Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI Crime Lab, Hoppe Heidelberg, grand juror. We know Waco was a government action, and only government stands to gain from this horrible event. Only the police state. Now, we have Chris McCarsky, who is a Genesis broadcaster and who lives in New York. Going back to Jim Wright, eyewitness, family friends that I know personally. Jim, tell us where you work, what you saw, and basically run down for this audience exactly what developed this morning at 8:50 a.m. when the first plane slapped in. Slammed into the South World Trade Center. Go ahead, sir.
Sure, Alex. I'm in the World I was at that time in the World Finance Center, directly across the street from the World Trade Center, between the World Trade Center and the Hudson River. We heard a shock of, 10 till 9 or so. I actually saw walls vibrating in some of the neighboring buildings. Heard a noise that sounded like cherry bombs followed by almost like a dump truck dumping gravel sound. Looked out one side of our building where I thought the noise came from on the riverside. That wasn't it. We went back to the front, and at that point there are a number of our people lined up on the 15th floor watching One World Trade Center burn. It was burning from about the 100th floor up. While we were watching it, you could actually see bodies coming out of the windows, some were obviously dead. Others were flailing as they came down.
Were they on fire?
Just smoke. That's a little gruesome, but
Getting the details.
After the third or fourth body we observed come out, they were trying to set us assured in our building that that it was another building that was affected. We shouldn't be concerned. Well, about that time, the second plane hit. We actually saw the flames shoot out hundreds of feet. That plane looked like it hit maybe the 80th floor, 75th to 80th floor. At that point, we knew this was a target, so we evacuated the building, our building, and went out towards the Hudson River to catch a ferry back across the river.
Yeah, this is not a B-23 in World War II in fog crashing into the Empire State Building.
No. This plane that we saw looked like a full-size passenger plane, not necessarily a big wide-body.
Was the plane?
All I saw was like a flash of white, Alex. Just barely caught the glimpse of, I'm not even sure if it was a fin section or the tip of the wing, but.
The footage of a passenger plane, a medium-sized passenger plane, slamming into the World Trade Center and exploding out the other side, that was so surreal. What was it like to see it with your own two eyes,
it's
Jim?
It was slow motion. It's like a movie. It's like reading a techno thriller. You just can't believe something like this really, truly can happen.
Jim,
what happened
next?
I guess the perfect word.
Absolutely. We appreciate you joining us, and I know your family is very happy in Fredericksburg that you're alive and listening right now on 91.7 FM. What exactly developed after the second plane slammed into the building?
Well, we got out and went to the riverside to catch a ferry. We still saw several more bodies come out. We got across the river, and we were watching the buildings. Suddenly, at One World Trade Center, you could hear the shock. It looked like an explosion or things blowing out from around the 70th or 80th floor all the way around the building. And the building just dropped straight down. The building was literally gone within 5 seconds. I mean, Alex, I used to be a structural engineer, and I've watched buildings implode. It was the most perfect implosion I've ever seen in my life. It came straight down in one monolithic piece.
Now, you were a structural engineer. How could fire in the upper floors, you say one plane hit about the 100th floor, the other hit about the 75th floor, how does that cause a building to completely collapse?
I don't believe it does, Alex. I mean, looking at the way the building came down, It looked like there was charges up around the 70th, but I just got to believe there was also charges at the base of the building.
Okay, sir.
And to bring something down that fast, I mean, one of two things have to happen. The charges have to be so perfectly placed, I mean, engineered, or there has to be so much there that it just obliterates everything.
Jim Wright,
go ahead, Alex.
This is like a bad nightmare. I know you're familiar with what I do. I have produced a film showing the feds removing unexploded bombs from the columns at the Oklahoma City building that was blown out.
Right.
Obviously not blown in. This is government. What you have just told us, sir, I saw those buildings collapse. You were right there. I was watching it on the news. They wanted massive death. So you're saying, as a structural engineer, you are witnessing this. It is collapsing. And then both the structures only placed charges are so precise. Is that what you're saying?
That's the way it appeared to be, Alex. And I'm not a PE, a professional engineer, but I studied at the master's level and I degreed. And they were just perfect implosions, both of them.
Yeah, it just totally
the second
collapsed.
The second building came down a little bit slower. If the first one took 5 seconds, the second building took 10. The outside corner column stayed up for a bit, but then just because of lack of stability, they came down also.
So you're telling me, sir, again, exactly what's your job there at the World Financial Center?
Well, I'm a financial analyst with one of the accounting firms, one of the big five accounting firms. And I've been out of engineering for close to 20 years.
So, I
want to qualify what I'm saying.
No, I understand, but still, we've all seen buildings get blown up on the news in Las Vegas when they're getting rid of them, how they collapse symmetrically, and this was one of the most symmetrical collapses I've ever seen, but then it was obscured by smoke. What did you see there? Where were you on the ground when the first tower collapsed, Jim?
I was across the river, across the Hudson River, about a block from the waterfront, but we had a perfect view of everything. I would say this is about a mile and a half away from the World Trade Center site. Now I'm sitting on the back of my boat in a marina at the Statue of Liberty Park, and I'm still about a mile and a half from the...
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Normally we'd have about 36 minutes left right now of broadcast time, but I've added a fourth hour. And sometimes we do a fifth or a sixth. Bob Chapman will be with us for the rest of this hour into the next. And I always get Bob on and just pick his brain on so many subjects. He, of course, was in Army counterintelligence. And then he was a very successful broker and in just so many different facets. Had the biggest financial newsletter recognized. The International Forecaster is his new one. He retired for a while, came back, and it is still one of the biggest, theinternationalforecaster.com, for an e-version or to order a twice-a-monthly paper version, but it's, two or three times a week in the email version, theinternationalforecaster.com. And Bob has always been spot on, unfortunately, in his forecasting. We wish this stuff wasn't happening. I want to just take calls today and do the reverse of what I normally do, hogging Bob for myself. The toll-free number to join us on the Genesis Network is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll open the phone lines on the other number up in the fourth hour, but we've got to get Bob on that line first. We get hundreds at a time, so we have to get him on first and then give that number out later so he can call in onto that one. 1-800-259-9231 with us for the rest of this hour into the fourth hour, the overdrive hour today. Bob, whatever you think's most important in this short segment, I want to come back, get your analysis on the Federal Reserve engineering all this and now wanting total regulatory control and real governmental power on top of their private banking power and issuance of currency and credit and liquidity, and where you see the continued hyperinflation going. But first off, thanks for coming on with me.
Well, you're welcome. And you're right. This private organization known as the Fed is grabbing power. The CFTC, the SEC, and other organizations that they want to have control over. Presently, they have their agents in banks, brokerage houses, and investment banks watching over the capital flow so they can find out if somebody looks like they're getting in trouble. I think, and this is why Paul Volcker, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve between, I think it was 82 and 87, who really cleared up the mess that we had then by purging the system, actually, he's had some nasty things to say about what's going on. And he believes that the Fed has way overstepped its bounds legally. And the only way that this thing can be solved is by a classical economic purging of the system. And that is not what the Wall Street Illuminists want. They want to keep on having business as usual, and they believe that if they can continue to keep gold and silver suppressed and continue to float the system, that it'll work. They've tried it goodness knows how many times over the last century.
Will you explain the relationship of why they want to suppress the metals and you know, commodities themselves, but now they're not successful with gold, silver, oil, pork bellies, corn, you know, other grains?
Well, they've been thwarted here and there. Number one, we have some droughts out there and some floods, and we have the insanity of ethanol, which ruins engines, and there's no savings there. The whole thing is a scam. And so they have to deal with these high prices for the beans and grains. And but they're willing to put up with that, evidently, because they want to get rid of the useless eaters out there in the third world. And as we all know that, well, not all of us don't know, but many of us know that there's riots going on all over the world right now, food riots, the cost, and the non-availability. And that's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah, that's right. We're going into the growing season, and all over the world, you know, they've just gone through their growing season. Even in the equatorial region, where it's growing season, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 a year, they're in crisis. Stay there. I want to talk about, that's a good idea to talk about the geopolitical crises that's happening, not just here in the United States, what's happening in England, Spain. They're having runs on banks. France, they're having the subprime mortgages fall apart in Spain, Portugal, France, England. How all this dominoes together and what his forecast is, and then more on the Federal Reserve seizing absolute power and your calls at 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Continuing with what you see economically, the perfect storm of not just inflation in the United States, but we're seeing inflationary spirals all over the world, obviously being led by the U.S. What's happening in Spain, Portugal, I didn't mention Italy, France, Northern Rock, and a bunch of others in England. And I see the analogy as a tire that's blown, and they just keep pumping more air into it, trying to keep it inflated instead of just stopping it and putting a new tire on, as you were saying Volcker is calling for, which still is the bankers ruling everything. I guess he's against this because it's so reckless and so dangerous, even in their own system, as many global financial institutions have publicly said that there is a fight at some levels between these institutions because they're arguing that the neocons are doing something far too reckless But they're so drunk on a plum, chutzpah. I guess the proper best term would be hubris. But I break that down.
Well, Volcker said that they have brought the system to the edge, and he doesn't know whether they can pull it back. I wish I had his exact quotes in front of me, and I wrote about them this morning, and they're in for typing, so those who get free copies of the Forecaster or subscribers, they'll see them on Saturday, which is tomorrow. And you know, he's been critical all the way, but very softly. Now he's really coming out hard. And, of course, Greenspan, the former chairman of the Fed, is blaming everybody else but himself. The European Central Bank has injected twice as much credit into the system as the Federal Reserve has. The Fed's probably got somewhere in the vicinity of about $750 billion in the system, and the European Central Bank has more, that double. And then you've got the Bank of Switzerland, and the Bank of England and the Bank of Canada doing the same thing on a smaller scale. And, yes, they do think that they would like to float this out, and I don't think it's going to work. Just look at Japan. In 92 to now, they never recovered, and they're still in a depression. Now, as far as the lending in Europe is concerned, the Bank of England, the British taxpayers are on the hook for $100 billion on the Northern Rock fiasco. And I published, and I don't know that anybody else did, that I saw, that the European Central Bank is trying to refloat the Spanish economy. And they've been doing it secretly. And this has created quite a problem, because I think unless they continue pouring money into it, it's going to collapse. I think Ireland's going to have the same problem, and eventually England as well. Germany, France, and the Benelux countries are not so bad off. Italy is a problem, but Italy is always a problem. They were overextended when they entered the euro in the first place. They should have never been accepted. They Mickey Mouse the books, and so on and so forth.
Let me stop you there. I did pull up the Volcker quotes. They're all amazing. Just type Paul Volcker.
Yeah, why don't you give them to us? I think they're important.
Well, he said a bunch of stuff. Former Fed Chief Volcker questions wisdom of bear bailout cuts, and this came out today.
Can I interrupt you here?
Sure.
Please. Let me say this, that just after the bear thing happened, I come out and I gave a synopsis. Bear Stearns was set up. They deliberately took them down. And the proof was yesterday when, before a Senate hearing, the Fed admitted that they knew 2 days before that they were going to give lines of credit to investment bankers and brokerage houses, but yet forced Bear Stearns into bankruptcy, knowing that they could have directly given them the money and kept them alive. It was an assassination.
Because it wasn't part of the private Federal Reserve holding stocks by the private family. It was not part of the J.P. Morgan Chase system.
It was not part of the Illuminati daisy chain.
Yeah. Now, and of course, they were still part of the establishment, but they weren't on the inner sanctum, so it was a nice snack for the big boys. He says the only trouble is you can't go on forever spending more than you're producing. He went on to say the history of markets is littered with the idea that you can solve problems by raising inflation. And he went on to say that it's going to cause more problems than it's going to fix. That's another quote. I mean, it's pages of quotes here.
Well, his quotes yesterday that are printed today were as to the point as you can get. And he doesn't think they're going to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, that's what he says here. He says that it's probably not going to work. I mean, the problem is there's so many quotes. Keep talking, I'll find it.
Well, I think Volcker was right, and I know he's part of the Illuminati system, but I think if he was put back in there, we'd have a depression, but we come out of it much faster by just going ahead and purging the system, letting these banks, brokerage houses, investment bankers, hedge funds, companies that have to take losses, let them all take them. Let's get rid of it instead of lying about it.
But they're such pirates, Bob, that even if they back them up now and the government inflates the currency and keeps paying it all off, they're just going to keep like cockroaches stealing the money and engaging in fraud because it's totally predatory. I mean, we always had corrupt good old boys running things, but why have they gotten so reckless now?
Just the greed pushing them forward.
And then as they know there's impending, I agree, but then as the impending doom approaches, it makes them even more greedy and wild as they all try to snatch stuff for themselves, kind of a panicked looting.
It's true. That's true. And they're scrambling, and it's not going to work. Just look at Japan. It didn't work there. They've done this for the last 1,000 years, and they know it's not going to work because they tried it over and over and over again. The question is, will they get exposed? When the Hanseatic League collapsed in the 1600s, virtually nothing happened. But when the Lombard system went down in 1348, they threw them all out of Venice, which was the seat of lending at that time, and they banished them. There were only two countries that would take them. And so, you know, there has to be a form of retribution. I mean, there has to be trials. These people have to be put on the mat for what they've done. Their wealth has got to be taken away from them, and they got to be incarcerated.
Instead, they, after engineering this, are going to say, oh, look, there's a crisis. Now the private Federal Reserve families will run the other three federal regulatory agencies and have no checks and balances, the very thing for fraud. And the private banks own the militarized police now, who are building FEMA camps for us. So I see the design to their madness, the method to the madness. It's bring in a crisis, offer the solution, which is martial law and I guess, slave camps.
I think you're right, and that's what Patriot 1 and 2 were all about, and the other things that you've mentioned. And that's why we, on this program, preach, you know, get your dehydrated and freeze-dried foods in and be able to defend yourself and be able to have fresh water one way or the other. Now, these are very important things. Get out of debt. I mean, these are fundamental. You've got to do it.
Well, Volcker, another quote here is that the crisis is so deep and doing the same thing that caused it isn't going to make it any better. And he went on to say that we may not be able to pull out of the crisis. And then you say you've got another quote. I'm finding a bunch of articles. He must have put out a treatise yesterday afternoon. So this is also Volcker trying to act like he's not part of the system.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him. You know, people don't know about him what you and I do and some of the listeners do. And, you know, you got to figure, who is around between 82 and 87? I mean, unless you've studied it like you have. I lived it. But most people didn't know what was going on. They just knew that there was a bad recession, and it was finally solved by raising interest rates to 21%. Treasuries were yielding 14%. Official inflation was 13.5% before they started to jigger it. And that was probably a true number. And people don't know that.
Now, let's be clear. If they don't raise
$850 an ounce.
Let's be clear. If they don't raise interest rates to 10, 15, 20% to shore up the dollar, it destroys the entire economic system. They're destroying the foundation of everything we are. It's gone down even more. And now the forecast out of the IMF and World Bank are saying it may go down to nothing. I mean, they're talking about now openly, totally scrapping it. And the public, I don't think, understands what it means if the dollar goes completely belly up. Game over.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I wrote about that, and I said they should defend the dollar. And of course, they did the opposite. They defended themselves, not caring what was going to happen to the system. They got a back asswards is what they did. And only because of their greed and their power. See, they deliberately started this whole thing. And the date which they could not return from was June of 2002. Once they passed that, there was no stopping what they had put into motion. And they wanted to stop it after that because the Middle East had turned into a can of worms for them. But it was too late. And now they got to go through it, and they'll probably start wars in Iran and in Kosovo, which could lead to a nuclear third world war. And they don't care. I mean, if half the people in the world get killed, they could care less.
So if you were the Fed chairman right now, what would you do?
Well, I hate to say it, but I call in Volcker and have him purge the system again. We're all going to suffer, but we're not going to suffer anywhere near as much as we would otherwise, and they probably wouldn't have to use those camps. Unless they really wanted to.
Well, I mean, raising interest rates wouldn't just save the dollar. It would reward people that save.
Well, there is not too many of them out there, but it also, you'd have one last run in gold wherever it would go to, and people who had gold, of course, in one form or another, because that would be a deflationary scenario, they would make out very, very well. People who own things would probably see them go down in value anywhere between 50 and 90%, depending upon what it is. And, you know, history tells us that. And so that's the way to do it.
Okay, I want to go to calls, Bob, and then, of course, lots of time to talk into the next hour. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. But just the last question before we go to calls. We know they're not going to do the right thing. We know they're not going to fix it. They're going to do the greedy consolidation thing. How do you see that unfolding? I mean, what will hyperinflation do?
Well, my figure right now is 12 3/8. I don't have my final figure for last month as yet on the M3, but I think we're looking at 18%. That said, we're going to see 15% inflation before the year's over, and maybe more than that. This is real inflation. The government will probably admit to 6%. And the same thing is happening with every major central bank in the world. And so hyperinflation, I would say, is over 10%. And so we're already into it. It's going to get worse. And as long as they continue to do what they're doing, it's going to continue to get worse. And it'll reach some point, and that divining point will be when lenders can lend and the borrowers of money don't want to borrow anymore. And when that happens, the whole system automatically comes down anyway.
And you're saying 2 years out still?
Yeah, 2 to 3. You know, it's hard to tell how long they can take it. They might even take it longer than that. And we may see 50% inflation, and then maybe Weimarism or Zimbabweism in the sense of money and credit.
And for those that don't know, that means
the currency.
That, Weimarism, Zimbabweism, or Mexico Cityism to a lesser extent. You go in to buy a meal and you pay first because, and this is true stories, because the meal will be 3 times more in 1 hour.
And, exactly.
Oh, man. And that means just destroying everything, except for the bankers. They'll end up walking around in their top hats, as usual, laughing at us as the mindless idiots worship them and thank them for fixing everything.
That's why it's so important to get rid of all the incumbents in Congress, with minor exception. You've got to do it. At least we can get a clean slate for a year, because it'll take them that long to buy them all.
Or set them all up.
With, you know, compromise them. And, you know, their terms are over in 2 years, except for senators. And so we get that bunch out and get a new bunch. It's
you know,
the only way we're
so
going to survive politically.
That's what's so scary is the elite have a lot of blueprints and plans and operations. But it's come up they lay maps over maps. They think they're in control, but they're really not. This is a reckless bunch.
Well, this is an art form. And with that, you never really know what's going to happen. You can't qualify and quantify human thinking, behavior, action. It's impossible. It's just absolutely impossible. You can get a general direction of where things will head with people or individuals, but that's about it. It's just like investing. You can't put a slide rule to it. Look at the people with all these quantitative funds, which are called quants. They are a disaster.
Well, remember 1999? Remember,
well, you get three guys managing funds again, which was Scholes and Meriwether and Mertens, the three of them, two of the three of them have got Nobel Prizes. They went under in 98.
But they thought they knew it all. What is it about these eggheads thinking they're invincible?
Well, they're back managing $10 billion, and they're losing all their money again. Because you can't, again, put a slide rule to human emotions, and they don't get it. It's just like the guy that goes to the casino, and he's got a formula, and he stands there, and he watches the roulette wheel, and when the formula says you're supposed to put it on black, he gets up and does it and loses. And that's what they're up against.
It's crazy. We're going to come back in the final segment of this hour. We're going to talk to Scott, Doug, and Doug. Three calls in 5 minutes. You'll each ask your question quickly, your comment, and then we're going to go right to Bob. Come in hot in the final segment of this hour. Then we're going to start the fourth hour of Overdrive. And if you're a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the document cam. We have two cameras on me, a video cam, and a bunch. We got five feeds. So now it is a TV program in the fourth hour with Bob Chapman. Of course, the radio program you can still hear the same old ways or at Infowars.com there on the internet streams. You got to go to those streams right there. And don't forget TheInternationalForecaster.com. We always love having Bob on. And what is it? I get mine twice a week, or am I missing one? Twice a week you send
now
out the,
twice.
Yeah, the email. And then sometimes you have little updates that go out. And then if people have the hard copy, they get it twice a month. And that's TheInternationalForecaster.com. You can go there and get a free copy. And before Bob leaves us in the fourth hour, we'll give out the toll-free number as well. Folks, this is life and death for the Republic. Everything. We've got police confiscating guns all over the nation. We've got the Olympic torch people being beat up by Chinese troops in the U.S. I'm going to ask Bob about that. It is total insanity, and it's only going to get crazier. We'll be right back with your calls, I promise.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents.
including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at uscivilflags.org. That's uscivilflags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming in hot with Bob Chapman. He'll be with us into the fourth hour. The number to call us there is 512-646-5400. We'll have a 1-800 in line by next week for you. It won't matter. It'll be on the main network in a week after that. 512-646-5400. Fourth hour. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can see the video, everything in studio. When your members have not, free streams at InfoWars.com. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
But Alex.
Hello,
hey, Robin, Alex. Hey, my thing is, I agree with 100% with everything that both of you guys are saying. The only thing that that I believe, and I feel this from the bottom of my gut, is I don't believe we can, as humans, are going to be able to deal with all this as far as the oil being high. That's not going to come back. That's going to keep going up. They might go down for a little bit, but it's going to keep going up. The dollar is going to keep getting weaker. People are going to keep losing their jobs. All this stuff is going to keep escalating. One thing I want to say is I don't believe it's going to make it 2 to 3 years. I believe it's going to happen this year. I believe that the Iran thing is going to keep heating up. I just don't believe we're going to make it that long. That's my comment to you guys. I would love to believe it could last. We could come out of this, but I just don't believe.
No, I hear you. Let me get a take on that. I appreciate your call from Bob Chapman. Bob?
Well, you know, you and I look at it. He looks at it. We just don't know. I'm just going by history. That's the best I can do.
It's like somebody who's already had 3 heart attacks, and the doctor says you could have a heart attack this week or next year, but you know the guy's going to have a huge heart attack in the next couple years. I mean, so you're being safe and saying, you know, 2-3 years. But, yeah, we could have a heart attack tomorrow, couldn't we, Bob?
Absolutely. You know, and there's a dichotomous situation going on within the Illuminati. The Europeans do not want Iran invaded for whatever reason. And the people who are involved in the United States do. And will they go ahead? I don't know.
Well, the Europeans are closer to Putin and all of his nukes.
Exactly, and why they're allowing these missile installations to be put in Poland and the radar and the Czech Republic, I just can't figure out, because if we have a nuclear war, every major city in Western Europe will be destroyed.
It's just insane World War III escalation. Doug in Minnesota, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have a compliment for Bob Chapman and the International Forecaster. I just checked this morning, and Northmont Mining is up 50% from the time I bought it. And it was Bob Chapman who brought Northmont to my attention.
I remember him doing that. Bob, what would you do with that mining stock now?
Well, I think that it'll take some time, but there's a good probability the company could be bought out. And, you know, you might take a little profit and shoot for higher prices if possible.
So hedge the bet.
Take your original investment out, because, you know, you've got a nice gain, so don't be foolish enough to let it slip through your fingers.
So take the original seed money out and then leave the increase in.
Yeah, and if it goes to 5 or 10, that's terrific. You never know what's going to happen with things. And so that's a good thing to do.
Anything else, Doug?
Get some profit out and then move on.
Anything else, Doug, in Minnesota? He's gone. For the other Doug in Delaware, please give him the number. Doug goes to the front of the line if he can get in at 512-646-5400. Doug in Delaware. Call us at 512-646-5400 if you can get in. The problem is, I've been told we've had like 50 calls at once come in on this new system. 512-646-5400. Great job, John Harmon, running the Genesis side of the show. The fourth hour, as we go into overdrive, is about to start with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. I want to challenge everybody to get the new film, American Drug War, that I consulted on. It's available at InfoWars.com. And remember, I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. The fourth hour straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has